Good morning, Packers fans. Welcome to the Packers Daily Chat here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's been a week. It's the week anniversary of the Aaron Rodgers bombshell. How you feeling? How you doing out there? Good to see everybody in the comment section. Hope everyone is keeping it together amidst all this drama, the Aaron Rodgers saga, if you will. We've got so many reports every single day. Bob McGinn reporting yesterday that the Packers offered to make Rodgers the highest paid quarterback in the league, and that wasn't enough for 12. We've got John Kuhn on the radio saying there's a 70% chance he could be back, offering a bit of hope, in contrast to Bob Domofsky saying there's only a 5% chance he's back. And of course, teams are tampering, really. Everything we went through with Favre is coming back again. Remember how the Vikings tampered? Remember how the Packers had cell phone records to prove it? They still couldn't do anything, and the league didn't care. Well, guess what? Teams are back. They're back sniffing around our quarterback. Tampering is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice. Hope you're all doing well. Think Tim Couch is available. I don't know about Tim Couch, but Brett Favre is probably available. He was on the radio with Wilde and Tausch yesterday talking about his experience with the Green Bay Packers and how it relates or doesn't relate to the present scenario with Aaron Rodgers. But yes, the Packers are exploring adding other quarterbacks to the roster, as Gutekunst told us after we spoke with him at the draft. The Packers have made calls prior to the draft, will continue to make calls post-draft. They'll undoubtedly look at adding at least one young arm and probably a veteran arm, if for no other reason than when they hit the ground running, when guys are back on the field, they're going to need arms to throw the football. And you got to think Aaron Rodgers isn't coming back anytime soon, so they're going to need some bodies, as it were. Now, how long will they be on the roster? I think that obviously all depends on when this impasse with number 12 comes to an end. But in the meantime, they got to add some quarterbacks. So expect to see headlines in that regard, and people will blow it up, and it'll be ridiculous, and you can just scroll right past it. You don't let it get your dander up. Don't get all upset about it, because it's coming, and it's fine. It's no problem. Hello. Any word on Camp Arms' names? No, Ron, there are absolutely no names out there as of yet, but they're on their way. So why do we get rid of Boyle then? That's a great question, Dwayne. Well, because obviously they weren't expecting Aaron Rodgers to throw the bomb that he threw. You know, hey, guess what? On draft weekend, our franchise quarterback is going to throw a petulant fit was not in their plans for the offseason. That's why they got rid of Tim Boyle. Jordan, thanks for the super chat. RG3 to Green Bay, vocal of his support in Matt, enjoyed his coaching in Washington, mentored Lamar Jackson. See, this is a role to play in the NFL right now. 100% Jordan, he is a possibility. If for no other reason than he knows the scheme, but yes, he has worked with Matt, and a vet guy who can come in and help and usher in a young quarterback. 100% is the kind of guy who would be coming in. Kuhn seems to counter everything else. Well, John's the one guy who has admitted to talking to him. So I'm going to listen to John. Plus, John's on the positive tip, which is always where I'm at. So it's good. Nathan really doesn't think Rodgers is playing for the Packers again. You know why? That's by design. This is a cultivated campaign, folks, to get your emotions all wound up and to get you twisted and to make you think, oh, Aaron Rodgers could never play for the Packers again. I'll be shocked if he isn't under center on week one. Did we address our terrible special teams in the draft? Tell them a little bit. I think there's some bodies there. I mean, I know everyone's talking about, you know, Amari Rodgers as a returner, and I think we'll definitely see that, but I think Stokes can be a gunner with that speed. And I know I've seen people say you can't have your first rounder on teams. I say, what? No, I want good football players on teams. Everybody wants better special teams, but then they don't want to put good football players on special teams. It never makes any sense to me. How about the good fast guy on special teams? What a concept. So yes, there will be help from special teams from the draft. No doubt about it. Tony, that's the most Facebook comment I've ever read. That's pretty good. Murphy needs to grow some balls and fix this crap. Thanks for checking in, Tony. That's duly noted. Only one man can save us, Matty Flynn. Michael, if only he were here today. Baker. Baker's the quarterback in Cleveland. That ain't happening. Does this all turn real if 12 does not go to minicamp, or does that matter? That does not matter 1,000,000,000%, and I 100,000,000,000% don't expect him to be at minicamp. I mean, it'll be a happy surprise if he is, but yeah, no, he ain't showing up for that. Come on now. BJ Raji has a good arm. There you go. Every rookie should be on special teams. I mean, I don't know if we want TJ Slayton on special teams other than maybe kick block, but I don't know. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Post an article that an anonymous source has informed you that Green Bay is considering reaching out to Kaepernick. Blow up Twitter. Sir, no. We got enough drama going on. I'd love it. I advocated for it like 5 years ago. I'd be all in, but that ain't happening. You know that. Come on now. How about Alex Smith? He just retired, Brent. Although I would love it. The synergy be amazing, but that ain't going to happen. If it comes down to trading Aaron Rodgers or Love this offseason, what does GM Nagler do? He doesn't do anything. He sticks with what he's got. You can't make me trade my guys. Those are my guys. Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to play, he's going to play for me. If he wants to sit out, he can sit out. I ain't trading him. Hell no. Now, that's me. That's easy for me to say. I'm not Brian Gutekunst. Maybe Brian trades him, but I doubt it. Has 12 ever missed OTAs before? No. Mostly because he's got a workout bonus that he wants to collect on. I'll take Kuhn's words over anyone else's. A fair stance to have. No doubt about it. I think it's funny that everyone thinks there's hundreds of GMs out there that can replace Goody. Jarrett, look, as far as the Gutekunst stuff goes, I suspect that the Rodgers wants Gutekunst fired stuff is probably overplayed and a bit exaggerated. I'm sure he's very upset with Brian. I would be shocked if he had put an ultimatum to the Packers. That would absolutely shock me. But anyone thinking that the Packers should fire Gutekunst to placate Rodgers can just hit the exit door. All right. They're 1,000,000,000% not going to fire Gutekunst because Rodgers wants them to, if that is the case, and nor should they. That is not the quarterback's call. Man, we're all on this earth for a finite amount of time, and you, Mr. Superstar Quarterback, as great as you are, have zero say when it comes to who is heading up the general manager spot. Give me a break. You just want to take a little more time off this summer. Zachary, maybe. I wouldn't put it past him. Pulling a Michael Strahan. It wouldn't surprise me if he shows up like 2 or 3 weeks into camp and says, okay, let's go win a Super Bowl. I'm totally down for it, man. Take your time. Chill. Enjoy your new fiance and your life and do the West Coast thing. And then mid-August, yeah, okay, time to go to work. Let's go win a Super Bowl. I am totally down. Plus, it gives Jordan Love more reps. More reps in practice, full time in the preseason. I'm all in on this plan. Aaron, take all the time you need, buddy. We're here for you. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers will be the Packers QB week one. This is the most leverage he will have, and he's using all of it. His best chance to win a Super Bowl is in Green Bay. 1,000% correct. You just missed the word B, but other than that, I agree with everything you just wrote. Well done. David, thank you for the super chat. I can handle 12 being disgruntled. I do hope you never get disgruntled with Cheesehead TV. David, Corey treats me pretty well. But he better watch his back. You know, there have been slights and misunderstandings and a lack of communication for far too long here at Cheesehead TV, and I am ready to keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not going to get disgruntled at Cheesehead TV. How can they even entertain the option to make him the highest paid quarterback and still try to bring back Adams, Alexander, etc.? Cap magic, baby. Cap magic. Plus, you know, they just exercised Alexander's fifth-year option. So they've got another year of control on him. Adams, hell, make him the highest paid dude, and his cap number will actually go down. His cap hit right now is like, what, 17, 18 million? If they extend him, they can probably bring that number way, way down, much like they did with Bakhtiari, much like they did with Kenny Clark. An extension for Adams helps in that regard because you've got to know, you got to think, if they are offering Rodgers the highest paid number for a quarterback, they're going to front load the crap out of that thing. So, yeah, I'm all in on that. Oh, wait. B-Town, thanks for the super chat. It's been a week. Stay or go. I'm over it. Let's get training camp going and see these new guys and the team develop. Go, Pack, go. I hear you, man. I was there, I think, 3 days after this news dropped. Because I am, man. Look, I love Aaron. I want him back in the worst way. I think they got a real good shot at going at on a Super Bowl run. But, man, if he doesn't want to play, cool, man. You go sit. You want to come back, we'll talk. But otherwise, Jordan Love, let's go. I'm with you, buddy. 100%. Let's get it started. We'll see how it plays out. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Why can't I stop listening to Favre? It's mesmerizing, right? It's crazy. I can't help it either, man. I don't know. Especially like yesterday when he was on with Wilde and Tausch and he's actually talking football and the Packers and Rodgers and all that stuff. I'm all in. Yeah, it was so funny though because he's like, he's never changing. Like as far as like he gets asked a question and rambles for like 15 minutes about something that has very little to do with the question he was asked and then finally gets maybe kind of to the point. It's classic Brett. I love it. What else we got? Aaron O'Rourke, thanks for the super chat. A-Rod for 3 to 4 first round picks is 6 to 8 first round picks in the next 4 years worth letting him go. Aaron, I can't even wrap my head around all that. I doubt it. Not this year. Next year, sure. Not this year. This year, he's got to be a Packer. Adam, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Love the coverage of the draft. I'm really excited to see what plays LaFleur draws up for Amari and Devontae in the slot. Man, they got some fun chess pieces. When you talk about Adams and Tonyan and Jones out of the backfield, now Amari. You get MVS taking the top off. There's so much they can do. And don't forget, they got Worker B. Lazard. Funchess? Who knows how Funchess plays in now? I mean, yeah, they got some fun. They got going to have some fun, no doubt. Chris Jackie posted what Denver offered the Packers. How true was that? Chris Jackie got the main line into Denver's front office? I have no idea. No clue. Jason, thanks for the super chat. Where was this drama in 81 when the Packers chose Rich Campbell when they already had Lynn Dickey on the roster, the original number 12? Jason, I'm sure it was bubbling under the surface in taverns everywhere across the state of Wisconsin. We just didn't have social media to be tapped into it. And that is like the big kind of difference this time around comparative to the Favre drama. You know, there were lots of drama on the blogs. We certainly went back and forth with people writing posts and comments and all that stuff. But man, social has taken it to a whole new level. It's kind of sickening. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Can't wait for Big Lebowski party. Check your Twitter and Cheesehead TV tag yesterday. Would love to hook you guys up with a rare Lebowski beer for it. Dude abides. Brad, I'm all in, buddy. I will definitely take a look. Next, did Jordan Love call you? Not yet, TKM, but we're very early in the campaign. Merck, thanks for the super chat. With the cap crunch and its ramifications, do you foresee teams getting much younger through drafting and vets ending up with no contracts, or am I just crazy? I don't think it's so much that they won't end up with contracts. I think you're going to see a lot of one-year deals, and you've already seen some of that. One-year deals, prove-it deals, what have you. You've seen the middle class really get crunched. That's where the crunch happens. I think, like you're talking about, you're going to have teams leaning into youth with the draft, and you're going to see superstars get paid, and you know, high-end blue-chip players, they'll get paid. But the middle class, the worker bees, so to speak, guys who have been in the league maybe 3 or 4 years but aren't superstars, they're the ones who are going to get squeezed. They're the ones who are going to have to take the kind of deal that Kevin King got, honestly. You know, I think Brian mentioned that when he said when they re-signed him, it was because they thought there was going to be a bigger market for him kind of forming around him. It didn't materialize, and they brought him back. Now, we can sit here and quibble with that decision. Obviously, you saw Casey Hayward, the deal he got from the Raiders, which was significantly less, a bit less monetarily, but significantly less as far as years. I know the Packers' extra years are voidable, but I would have thought Casey Hayward made a lot more sense than Kevin King. That's just me, especially with switching schemes, etc. But that's a quibble. But those are the middle tier guys. Those are the ones getting crunched, no doubt about it. As an incisive pundit, old Brett is a former athlete. Correct, Dale. 100% correct. Does Rodgers' trade value drop as the stalemate moves forward? I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, it's never going to get higher than it was draft night, that kind of 4-hour window or so after the bombshell hit in the afternoon on Thursday till basically the Denver Broncos got off the clock. That was when it was at its highest. And now it's going to sit there. Maybe June 1st comes and the Denver Broncos make another push, because that is when it becomes at least a bit tenable for the Packers to possibly trade Aaron. So I'm sure we'll hear lots of rumblings around June 1st. But yeah, he's still coming off an MVP season. I think this entire offseason is his kind of window, right? If a trade were to happen, although the Packers have said there's no way they're going to do it, and I believe them. You know, this is the offseason, because you got to think, yes, no doubt, he's still playing at a high level, quote unquote, but coming off an MVP season, setting, you know, all sorts of efficiency records, showing that he's still got it, so to speak. Yeah. This offseason is the window. Now, who knows if he comes back next year, plays as well, maybe doesn't win an MVP, but still plays at a high level. You got to think they'll still get a very good return next offseason, but I doubt it's going to be what people will be offering this year. AVA, thanks for the super chat. As this Rodgers ordeal is going on, seeing your face and smoother than butter voice comforts me. Me love you long time. AVA, I'm very uncomfortable now, and I thank you for the super chat and the support. And I need to go, like, wash myself. Has Corey ever bought anyone on without telling you first? Has Corey ever brought anyone on without telling you first? No, I've brought people on without telling him, though. I think Gilbert Brown showing up was a surprise, because I literally didn't tell Corey about it. And then when Gilbert Brown called the studio on Thursday night, our producer told Corey, and Corey, you could see Corey get all flustered and excited, because I didn't tell Corey that Gilbert was coming. So that was a nice surprise for Banky. Talk about question. Blake, talk more about the difficult position LaFleur is in. I don't think many people realize he isn't part of the problem here. I don't know. I think most Packer fans recognize that. Maybe not on the outside. Maybe like the general NFL consensus or view is that way. But I think most Packer fans understand that. There's no doubt that the rift, as it were, is something that Matt has done a good job of trying to distance himself from. And there's no doubt Matt spent probably the most time with the guy out of anyone in that building. So it's hard to, you know, see it anyway, but you know, Matt is the one caught, not really caught in the middle, but what's tough for Matt as a coach is you gotta coach your team, right? And you gotta get Jordan Love ready. Jordan Love's the only one in those quarterback meetings at the moment, so he's got that job to do. He's got to get him ready as though he's going to be the starter, and at the same time he's wishing and hoping and praying that Aaron Rodgers walks back through that door, because he knows as soon as Aaron's on that squad, they are a Super Bowl contender. If Aaron is not there, his job becomes exponentially harder. That job being winning football games. What else we got here? Do you think they called Dean Lowry when they drafted Kingsley Kiki? You guys are too much. Let's see what else we got. I am just hoping Jordan wins the 2037 NFC Championship game. Man, that's a bit down the road there, Joey. Ooh. I'm going to leave the first part out of it, but former teammates, ex-girlfriends, coaches, and now a GM, maybe everybody else isn't the problem. Interesting. That's interesting. RRABAS_15. Interesting. Very interesting. Almost like there's a pattern of sensitive behavior. How much should a team acquiesce continually to someone's demands and or hurt feelings and or sensitivities? You bring up a very interesting point, very incisive question. Perhaps you are correct. Daniel, thanks for the super chat. Is it me or does LaFleur wear his heart on his sleeve? I thought during the interview he gave everything credibility. Yeah, I think Matt's never been a very polished public speaker, so I think he defaults to earnestness and the truth. And that's, you know, obviously refreshing in a world where NFL people continually get up on the microphone and hedge on the truth and pretty much punt on being anything close to incisive and or honest. Not to say that he's not playing the game, because everybody is. But, yeah, I think it was pretty clear how emotional it makes him, and he does wear his heart on his sleeve a bit. I think the longer he's in that job, the more that will harden and go away. But at the moment, yes, I very much agree. AVA again, thanks for the super chat. Okay, maybe the joke was too firm. My bad. But isn't it funny? Most credible sources have been somewhat positive about Rodgers, and the negative ones, no one knows where it came from. I don't know, man. I'm not quite sure I agree with your police work there. Thank you for the support, though. Because, you know, I think Rob Domofsky's a pretty credible source. I mean, he's been playing this pretty damn down the middle, taking stuff from all sides. He was early on this kind of Rodgers is unhappy tip. And he gave it a 5% chance that Rodgers is back. That's pretty damn negative. But, you know, I know John Kuhn saying he talked to Rodgers now and coming out and saying there's a 70, 75% chance he's back. Well, that's kind of the opposite, right? But also, credible source. Obviously, a guy who has talked to Aaron, knows Aaron's good friends with him. Yeah, so, I don't know. I think, yes, is there a lot of smoke here? 100%. Of course there is. I guess it all comes down to who you trust, right? I trust Rob. I trust John. And they're on pretty diametrically opposed sides of this thing, as far as percentages go. And the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, as it usually is. Hope the Packers hold firm, 12 either plays or sits. David, I'm with you, man. I'm 1,000% with you. And I know that's so easy for us to say on the outside, right? It does no skin off my nose. You know, whether Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback or Jordan Love is the quarterback, I still do my job. I still wake up in the morning. I still live my life, have pizza with my girls. Like, my life doesn't change. So it's real easy for me to sit here and say, yeah, make him sit. You know, Brian could get fired, whatever decision gets made. I mean, he could lose his job. You're about to lose your job. You know, so it's easy for us on the outside saying, yeah, let him sit. But it's a whole other ballgame when in your livelihood is at stake there. But yes, I hope he does just say, well, you know what? Have fun out there in retirement. Deshaun Perry, thanks to the Super Troll. 12 best Super Bowl chances with Green Bay. 1,000% correct. Couldn't have said it better myself. I love this idea that he wants to go play for Vic Fangio. That's adorable. Vic Fangio. Good Lord. Yeah. Enjoy your 1927 offense. Bradley, it was fun bantering with you on Twitter also, sir. What a funny comment. Wes Hot is the GOAT. The GOAT! Yes, correct. 1,000%. If you want anything in this life, you just go talk to Wes Hod. But anything Packers. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough. Hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. It's what we do here on the social channels at Cheesehead TV. Quick programming note, as you may have noticed last night, and also this evening, there is no live trivia tonight at 5 p.m. There will be trivia tomorrow. And sad news for all you trivia heads. Tomorrow is our final trivia episode for the offseason. That's right. Tomorrow will be the grand finale. So whoever wins trivia tomorrow gets the bragging rights for the offseason. So come prepared. I'm going to make it as difficult as possible. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you all there. In the meantime, please do hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.